Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max, and keeping you updated on the weather. That's what we do. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Tom McKenna. It is Memorial Day, and during Memorial Day, we do try to pause to reflect those that we've lost, and certainly there's a military component to that as well, those that served and are no longer with us, or even at that, even if they came back, their lives can be forever altered, and it is just so important that we take time to remember that on a regular basis. Tom McKenna is well aware because he served this country admirably, and since he's come back, he designed and set up, and now it's come to fruition with just a remarkable facility known as Every Third Saturday in South Minneapolis. And what it does is create opportunities for those veterans that need help, that need free clothing, that need someone to tell them, hey, this is a way that you can go about changing your life through employment or some things like that. There's a coffee shop there where it's more informal. They have several classrooms there, and they unveiled it just last week, and it was something to be there that day. It was a rainy day, and yet there was a huge crowd, and people gathered in the spirit of the right reason. Tom joins us now. Tom, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks. Happy to be here, Mike.
What was that day like for you to see its building in its finished and complete mode and all those people there?
It was absolutely surreal to see it from the destruction of the old property that was on there to the grading of the ground to seeing that building come up. It was just unbelievable to see it all come to fruition and actually have it open. And it was such a show of support. People stood out in the rain to celebrate with us.
You know, I was in the back, and I couldn't even see you guys at the front speaking because there was a tent there in between us, but the people were packed in, and I ended up back there underneath, tucked away because it was raining some, and with some of the veterans. And it doesn't take long, and you know this much better than I, to hear their story. And their stories are different. Each one is unique. And the struggles that they've had, one with diabetes and alcoholism and trying to maintain sobriety. Another one that just struggles in general in life with staying focused and whatnot. Those stories you see on an everyday basis. Explain to us what Every Third Saturday does for those situations.
So first, we want to meet veterans where they are, wherever that may be. And like you said, there's a unique story behind every single veteran, and we want to get to that story and peel back those labels of veteran, of even alcoholic or addict or whatever labels may have been applied. We want to peel those back and get to the person underneath and really meet them where they are and then create a sense of community where they can feel safe, where they can be themselves without judgment, and where growth can really occur.
Tom McKenna is our guest from Every Third Saturday, a facility and a program committed to veterans. Just got this text in. Power went out in Coon Rapids. Some areas been out for a half hour or so. Still out. We got that same report out of Anoka. If people want to clarify that, or if you're seeing that, that's consistent, or if it extends into other areas, text us or call us at 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Don't journey out in those areas if you don't have to. I don't know if this is the result of any power lines that are down, but we certainly want to err on the side of caution. Tom McKenna, when you talk about that and the people that make that up, you know, you and I have talked before about PTSD and what that represents. And I know it's at one time we associated only with the military. And now we realize that anybody that's had that kind of trauma in their life can suffer from it. What's the first thing you do when you recognize it? And how do you recognize that someone is suffering from PTSD?
Well, the outward signs are usually there of avoidance, of sometimes it manifests in anger, and it can be in hypervigilance where someone's just on guard all the time. And so we can recognize those symptoms and try to put people at ease, that they're in a safe environment where they can sit down and just relax and find a little bit of calm. When it comes to PTSD, that's so fleeting, feelings of calm and peace. And so we really want to provide that and make sure that we create an environment where you can sit and just breathe, just take a breath.
Do you need to know what caused the PTSD, or is that inconsequential? And the point is they're dealing with something, or do you need to know specifically what the event was so you know what the triggers are?
No, it's inconsequential what caused it. So many veterans experience trauma other than combat. Only about 10% of the force actually engages in combat with the enemy. The rest often see things, experience things that cause the trauma. And so often it's the trauma and then the aftermath. And the aftermath is what happens in the heart and the soul of veterans that really causes the long-term problems.
For example, you could be on a medical team out there and you may not actually see combat, but the number of people that you tend to that come back wounded can create its own version of PTSD, correct?
Absolutely. To see people that look just like you, that wear the same uniform as you, to see them wounded or killed is highly impactful. And I had a friend who was with the Air Force at Dover Air Force Base, and that Dover is a place where all the wounded, all the killed in actions come back home, and they have to be inventoried. And it was highly impactful. It was in Dover, Delaware, but PTSD was real, and that wounds to the soul certainly occurred for that individual, and it's very difficult to experience those type of things.
Like when you see what's going on down in Texas where a school shooting like that, and you understand probably better than most that PTSD is going to exist down there for a lot of people. They didn't necessarily have to experience it, but the entire community, every time they drive by the school, every time they see someone that's related to, those things are going to basically accumulate, correct, over the entire community.
Absolutely. When your sense of safety and your sense of peace and calm have been shattered the way it was in Texas or in any kind of shooting situation like that. People there are going to experience not only PTSD, but they're going to ask why. Why did this happen? How did this happen? And it's a very sobering and very humbling experience to have to answer those questions.
Tom McKenna is our guest. How powerful or how impactful is it for those that get out physically healthy but saw others and have to think about that could have been or should have been me?
That's that soul wound that is often so lethal. As we talk about veterans and the epidemic of suicide amongst veterans, and it's so often the military is so good at conditioning troops to go into combat, and they're at least as ready as they can be to experience that. What they don't train us for is what comes after, the minute after, the day after, the week after, and the year after. And it's so confusing to come back home and be amongst family who love you and support you, but just can't understand what it is that you're feeling, because you look healthy, and in for all intents and purposes, you are healthy. But something has changed, and that change is really problematic.
Tom, when you get the call, or you find out via email or text, whatever it is, that a veteran has taken their life, and I'm sure this has repeated itself many times in your life, what is that feeling like?
It is, it takes your breath away.
Yeah.
It takes your breath away, and you immediately go to why someone would take such a permanent action to resolve a temporary situation. There's nothing in life that's worth taking your own life. And then you think about the family that's left behind, and they're often completely confused and lost and shattered.
Different kind of victim, right?
Absolutely. And it has a ripple effect throughout the community and families.
Do you think in general veterans feel appreciated for what they did from the public? Does it vary a lot from person to person? How do they feel about the way the public perceives them?
I think the post 9/11 veteran feels appreciated, and at least that people acknowledge that they did sacrifice. There's some sentiment amongst veterans that there's a detachment, with only less than 1% of the population actually serving at any given time at this point. There's a wall that can be there between civilians and the military, but I think all in all, the military veterans feel appreciated. More so than they did, say, after Vietnam, of course, where it was a vastly different situation.
It really is, isn't it? When you meet the Vietnam vets, it's different, isn't it?
Absolutely. They were wounded by their homecoming.
Yeah,
they survived.
Think about that.
They survived Vietnam. They saw so much carnage. And then to come home and be treated that way is really highly injurious to all those veterans.
Yeah, for sure. When someone is going off to serve our military, knowing what you know, if you had a half hour with them, what would you tell them, assuming that they may see combat or see these kinds of things that you've seen during your life in terms of high treatment? What would you tell them before they go over?
Well, I had that experience with my son, who's an Army veteran, and I remember talking with him before he went and after he graduated boot camp, to say he's got to rely on his training. He's got to keep his wits about him, and he's got to worry about the man on his left and the man on his right and the service person. Now, with women so ingrained in the force, which is a good thing, that's really what it comes down to in the midst of a dangerous situation is the person to your left and the person to your right.
And never forget that, huh? And focus on that. I mean, if nothing else, simplify it to that degree.
Absolutely. The world shrinks very quickly in dangerous situations. Mm. And it really comes down to everyone filling their role and everyone doing their best to serve each other at that point.
Last question. Now that the facility is in place and it's stunning and it gives you all kinds of opportunities, in 2 years when you and I have this conversation, what are you going to hope that it's accomplished?
I hope that it's accomplished, one, that where veterans feel that they have a home. They have a home base. They have a hub to go to if they need resources, if they need a sense of community. Also, my hope is that the veterans community itself, which is other organizations, agencies, people who work with veterans, see the building as theirs as well. Not just it's ETS's name on it, but we're the host and it's for the veterans community. So my greatest hope is that veterans in the veterans community as a whole really see it as a place where great things can happen. We're going to bring down the rate of veteran suicide and really meet veterans where they are.
You know, Tom, appreciate it very much. And, you know, I hope we can celebrate that, too, when numbers go down, because we always, you know, if we're going to endure the pain, we need to celebrate when we do things well. And sometimes it's just a statistic that shows that numbers have gone down. But we need to learn how to celebrate that, because, you know, the only thing we react to are tragic events. But sometimes we do great work in preventive, and we need to figure out ways to celebrate that. And maybe that could be part of the call to action as well. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for serving, and thank you what you've done for every third Saturday. And any veterans out there, if you have questions, just look it up online. Every third Saturday, ETS. It is a wonderful facility in South Minneapolis that is now up and running exactly the way they envisioned it. Tom, thank you so much, and happy Memorial Day.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You bet. Tom McKenna, nice enough to join us on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.